Where was that sandbar?
It's in Lake Ontario, right? I used to own, I just sold it recently, a place on Wolf Island, which is a large island opposite Kingston, Ontario, and it's sort of the first of the Thousand Islands. And there's a beach there that used to be, have no public access, and they've recently opened the public access. And it's a nice sandy beach, not as wide sand as the North Shore here, but a nice sandy beach. And on a windy day, you get tremendous waves coming in because they're coming, in a sense, all the way right along Lake Ontario mm-hmm. and hitting the end.
Did you write that as a piece reflecting on that time, or were you there when you wrote it?
I didn't literally write it that day. It was a period when it's a sonnet, and it's a period when I was writing a lot of sonnets. And I don't precisely remember, but I suspect I wrote it, you know, within the hours or days afterward.
And you use that term in there, which became your title, The Sway of Otherwise. What drew you to that as, you know, for the title of your collection?
Well, The Sway of Otherwise is, I know it's what you feel when you're walking in waves. You know, and on the North Shore, it may be dangerous undertow, but it's all that sense of that tremendous power, you know, thousands and thousands of tons of water and wind and a force about which we can do nothing. So that even in, as I said, you're in safe shallows and things are great and it's beautiful, but you can feel that water pushing you back and forth. And in a way, that's what life is like. You know, we have some control and we know what we're doing in some ways, but always there's this tremendous power that's not us, that's out there and that's going to do what it wants to do, whether we like it or not.
Where else did this collection take you? Where are some of the other journeys, these poems?
There are a couple of poems from Venice. I think there are some from Paris. There's one journeying poem about traveling between here and Ontario. And I started writing sonnets in about 2004, after I'd finished up the year one, that long narrative poem. Mm-hmm. So this book is made up partly of poems that came before the year one and partly of poems, a lot of them sonnets, that came afterward. So that I wrote a lot of them and I didn't keep them all. I kept the best, I hope. Certainly I kept the ones I like best.